Welcome to the Mountain Nerds. My name is Caleb.
And I'm Taylor.
And this week we are celebrating Thanksgiving. We're so excited to get to celebrate this awesome holiday. We're deciding not to skip Christmas. We're going to go ahead and talk about old Turkey Day. And so, obviously, my name is Caleb, your turkey enthusiast. Taylor over here is the cranberry specialist. But we have two more awesome special guests. Obviously, you guys know him. You guys love him. Louis Dupuy is back on the podcast this week.
Hello. How you guys doing out there?
And so we have another special guest. It is Jason Bailey. Jason, how are you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm very happy to be with y'all tonight.
All right. So, Jason, tell us about yourself.
Yeah. So I am a father of three and from Morgan City, Louisiana, and I have I'm currently in the mortgage industry, and have always been a student of personal development, and also maybe for a future podcast we can talk about how I am an inverse paranoid. So there it is.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for coming on and getting a chat with us. So today we are, like I said, talking about Thanksgiving. First of all, have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you are stuffed. Hope it's going to be an amazing meal. Hopefully you guys are thankful, because we're going to give thanks for this podcast. But before we begin, I thought it would be fun to move into a game. So we're going to play a little game that I came up with. The game is called Pass Me a Plate, More or Less. Okay? So bear with me. So the rules of the game are we're going to be talking about different dishes that are Thanksgiving, different Thanksgiving dishes. I'm going to give you guys a percentage of Americans who consume this meal. So it's American household consumes this meal. You need to tell me if this, and this amount is not an accurate amount. You guys are going to tell me if whatever percentage I give is going to be more or less. Okay. So, for example, I'll say the average American for Thanksgiving consumes a hamburger. That's about 50% of people in America consume a hamburger for Thanksgiving. That's not a real number. You need to tell me if that number is supposed to be way more or way less.
Okay.
Everybody's good?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Good.
So our first, we're going to go ahead and kick it off. So the main dish, our main course, is a good old turkey. All right. 90% of Americans consume turkey. It could be more. It could be less. What do you guys think?
I think it's less.
I think it's less.
I do too.
Less. The average American, in America, it's 86% actually consume turkey for Thanksgiving. We're actually going to do a brisket for Thanksgiving, so I guess we're falling into the 14%. Our next one is mashed potatoes. Okay? Mashed potatoes, 80% of Americans consume mashed potatoes during Thanksgiving. Is that more or less?
More.
Less.
The actual retail value, no, I'm just joking. The actual percentage is 75%. So 75% of Americans consume mashed potatoes. Next, stuffing or dressing, about 60%.
More.
Yeah, I'd say more.
I think more too.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. It's 75% of Americans consume stuffing or dressing. All right, we're going to move on to dinner rolls. 65%. Is that more or less?
More.
Oh, definitely more.
More.
Not by much, actually. 69% of Americans consume dinner rolls for Thanksgiving. Next, we move on to the good old gelatinous cranberry sauce. 75% of Americans consume this. Nah, that doesn't sound right. Is it more or less?
Less.
Yeah, I'd say less.
Less
by 64% of Americans consume cranberry sauce. Now, I got a hankering for something sweet, maybe even a sweet potato at 50%.
I'd say more.
I'd say more for sure.
Less.
That's kind of a staple.
Actually, a little bit. What you wouldn't think, actually. Only 59% of Americans consume sweet potatoes. I'm going back to my Cajun here. My sweet potatoes. All right, now, come on. You guys gotta bear with me here. 80% of Americans eat pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving, right?
Less.
Yeah, I don't really care for it that much either, but I am going to say more.
More, okay. I'm kind of curious, what by how much? What do you think?
Maybe like 75, 80%.
All right, Lewis?
Geez. I'd say,
good old pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
The percentage I gave, the fake percentage, is 80%.
I'd say probably about 40%, because Jason, I mean, a lot of people in my family don't like it. I love it.
Yeah. Jason, what do you think?
63%.
63. You are actually the closest.
I don't believe you.
66% of Americans consume pumpkin pie, so that would be less. What about corn? Corn. 45% of Americans eat on some corn. Come on, Thanksgiving. You know, you just imagine maize, corn. 45%.
I'd say it's more, but not by much.
I think less.
You guys are going to be shocked. 12% of what? Americans eat corn. 12%.
Yeah. We don't have it at our Thanksgiving. So
we don't either. So.
But we have it a little bit differently. I mean, we used to eat just like, you know, regular, just like buttered corn, but now we have a corn pudding.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
This is actually a Southern dish, if you guys didn't know, I guess you should. So green bean casserole at 75%. Is that more or less than the actual percentage?
I'd say that was very close to the actual percentage.
Well, by more or less?
I'd say more, but not by much.
I would say less.
I think more.
It's less, actually. Only 20% of Americans consume a green bean casserole.
Wow, that's really low.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's more of a southern, thing.
It's more southern. And that's kind of, it surprised me too, because I was thinking everyone had green bean casserole.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're missing.
All right.
Endorsed by French's onions.
I sit there and just eat the onions the whole time while Taylor's cooking. So.
Right.
All right. Good old mac and cheese at 10%. Is that more or less?
That's got to be more.
Definitely more.
That's got to be more.
Especially in the South.
You guys are right. Though it's not more by a lot. It's only 19%. Of Americans eat mac and cheese. And the last one, weird people in Maine. Just kidding. If you're from Maine, if you're listening from Maine, I'm just picking. But if you do this, you're a little strange. Salad for Thanksgiving. 25% of Americans eat salad for Thanksgiving. Especially people in Maine. They love their salads.
Is it
like
salad?
As a whole meal or like
no,
a side?
No, like a green salad as a side for your turkey.
I would say more.
I think more.
Yeah, probably more.
It's less, actually. Only 8% of Americans, all in Maine, 8%.
I shouldn't
eat
that.
Salad for Thanksgiving. And that is pass me a plate, more or less.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I do have a very interesting bonus question. Just off the cuff. And you go ahead and look this up. Okay. Do more people prefer fresh cranberry sauce or the cranberry sauce that's shaped like your can and you slice it?
Well, I know in our family they're cheap, so
so which you know which option would be higher, fresh cranberry sauce or
I would say the can,
cranberry can. Why don't you look that up?
No, I'm kind of kidding.
I think the can is probably more popular, but the fresh probably tastes better.
Plus, it was always the can. I mean, of all things for, you know, for Thanksgiving, okay, that you want to actually have the shape of the can that it came out of. Yeah.
It's not that. I would say it's a can only because the time constraints from preparing all these different meat, you know, different dishes.
So I'm not seeing a percent on here or anything like that, but let's see. I'm looking at a website that I'm not going to say the name on this podcast. It's kind of a weird one.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not doing that one. Let's see. A lot of people are going canned.
That's it.
A lot of people are going canned, yeah.
Give it up for the can, ladies and gentlemen.
Canned cranberry sauce, that's the way to go. I mean, let's be real here. Let's be real with cranberries, though. Let's face it. Everyone just puts it out just as decoration anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does anybody really eat?
For me, it's not, you know, it's not a Thanksgiving dinner unless you have that little disc of sliced cranberry sauce.
It's kind of like an afterthought.
Yeah.
Yeah, an afterthought with an aftertaste. So.
Oh, God.
Well, anyway, that was our game. That was really fun, but we're going to go ahead and move into our show. Do you guys have any Thanksgiving or have had any in the past, any Thanksgiving traditions? You know, there's some people that will watch like the Macy's Day Parade, some people that'll go to certain people's houses. Do you guys have any Thanksgiving traditions that really you just have to do every year for Thanksgiving? It's kind of like, you know, if it's waking up in the morning, go and get a turkey, whatever. We can kind of talk a little bit about that.
You can go first. Go first.
Yeah, we always went to my aunt and uncle's house, but over the past couple of years, we've been going to my brother and sister-in-law's house. They recently renovated their house, so now they're hosting Thanksgiving. And my aunt and uncle are host Christmas. So every year we go to my brother and sister-in-law's house to eat, and we bring, you know, I'm expected to bring the ground meat dressing. Mm-hmm. I don't really like dressings, you know, but I bring the ground meat dressing. So that's kind of like my obligatory, you know, Thanksgiving job, I guess.
You kind of got assigned that role.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's expected.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Good. Awesome. All right. Well, the traditions for me changed over the years, you know, through different stages of my life, different things kind of stood out. When I was a kid, it was about, it was about being open to people outside of our family. Of course, you know, we grew up, you know, a very poor family. And for some reason, and this all goes back to gratitude, it was just the way you look at it. But for some reason, we always found somebody who had less than we did, and we always invited them over for Thanksgiving dinner. And it was almost like a, you know, invite to dinner and get to know you type of day.
Mm-hmm.
And we did this consistently, you know, when I was growing up, and it was something that I'm thankful to have had in my life to look back on as an example. So it was really cool.
Awesome. What about you, Taylor? Do you have any?
For us, it was just, we always like went to my grandmother's house, but I think as like a staple, like something I have to do every year, have to have every year, is green bean casserole. That's like my tradition. It's just like always have to eat green bean casserole.
No matter where you are, no matter whose house you're at.
Yes, has to be there.
If there's not a green bean casserole, you're making one and bringing it.
Exactly.
I think for me, it was just going, you know, my mom every year, she would do a carrot souffle. That was like a big thing. Is my mom would make the Piccadilly carrot souffle.
Oh,
I just remember like
so
years just, always, we would always have that. I mean, that's anytime I would think of that, I'm like, man, any kind of really event, honestly, we would have that. But I just remember Thanksgiving, you know, everyone would come to my mom's house and we would have that carrot souffle. That was like a big staple in our house. That was a dish my mom and still currently is so proud of that dish. And usually when people go over to her house, you know, it's gone.
she makes like 2-3 pans of it. Right?
Yeah. She makes 2-3 pans of it. Gone.
Wow.
The time. So that's, I think for me, that's something that's always been, you know, I think over the years, my Thanksgivings have not ever been really consistent because I've either done something with my dad or something with Taylor's family or something with my mom. Or as of last year, you know, we don't have really family here in Tennessee. So we don't really have family here in Tennessee. And so me and Taylor made steak. We cooked steak and we just sat there and ate some steak for Thanksgiving.
With green bean casserole.
With green bean casserole. And and that was our Thanksgiving. And so I think it's, you know, even though there's all these changes that happen, we try to keep things consistent, especially with like green bean casserole, but it's still memories. You know, you still make those memories, those traditions. And once we're able to, our adoption finally goes through and we actually have a child in our home, we're going to make those traditions. And it's going to be some great things that we're going to do. And that kid's going to eat, you know, French's onions with me, go sneak it from the little can. While Taylor's not looking, that's what we're going to do.
So. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, that carrot souffle must be similar to the sweet potato casserole.
Sort of.
You know, that the sweet potato casserole with the pecans on top.
Ooh, the crust.
And yes. That, like, that is by far my favorite Thanksgiving dish. Eat that over anything.
And that's actually awesome because we're going to segue into our favorite Thanksgiving dishes. So you're saying you really love the sweet potato casserole.
Yes.
With that nice crust, nice good crust.
Pecans.
On it.
Yes. Ooh,
you know what mine is.
Yeah, we so know good. What Taylor's is. It's obviously tuna fish. That's what we've – so that, just kidding. What about yours? What's your favorite?
Oh, okay. Mine has a little bit of a backstory because when I was growing up, in Stevensville, when we were at school and they started school lunch, man, they had these really nice rolls and they were so good. And you could you can pretty much put anything in this roll and eat it as a sandwich. And I would do this when we'd have meals, you know, as an adult, my wife would say, "Oh, you're making a Stevensville sandwich." and she still makes fun of me because I do that. But when nobody's looking during Thanksgiving dinner, I'll grab a little piece of turkey and put some cranberry and I'll put it in that roll and eat it.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I think my uncle can attest to this. What we used to do is my grandma would make the ham. They'd have the ham and they get the pineapples and the cherry and they make that.
Yeah. Put the toothpicks on it.
The cherries, and they get the pineapple, sliced pineapple. That was my favorite. I always love ham, but nothing brings me back to my grandma when we go to my grandma's house and she'd have that ham. Oh, I was excited. Yeah. Oh, I was excited.
I always wish they would have put more cherries on it.
Oh, yeah. Eat a cherry. Every time you take a bite of ham, you have a cherry.
Yeah, that's right.
I love those cherries. Good.
Taylor says she can just sit there and
just eat a jar.
Yeah, that's some good stuff.
Oh, well, let's go moving on to, let's say, you know, you finish your turkey, you finish your sweet potatoes, you finish your green bean casserole, Taylor. And so then you're looking at the dessert line. You have your plate and you're trying to decide, what do I want? So what do you grab in that dessert line? Anybody? Yeah.
For me, it's pecan pie.
Yeah.
Is my go-to.
Yeah. Same here. Like, I forget who makes them, but they make these little miniature pecan pies, man. So you're already full, you know, you're already full from Thanksgiving, all that food. You got all this dessert to eat. It's like, come on. You know,
you
need it anyway.
Right. Right. It's like, I'm full, okay, but I need something sweet now. I always used to, we used to have this thing whenever our daughters were little. I always told them they had two stomachs, and they'd have like a normal food stomach, and then they'd have a dessert stomach. and the normal food stomach would be very tiny. It would get full really fast, but the dessert stomach would always be really big, you know? So they couldn't eat another bite. They couldn't eat another bite of their dinner, but man, you say dessert, well, they were like, you're ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Man. What about you, Tyler? What's
funny? I am not a huge pie person. I like a good chocolate pie. So if that was available, then that would be my go-to. But I'm not, I don't really care for like pumpkin pie or anything like that. So so I would probably just hit up the ice cream in the freezer.
Oh, goodness.
Be that. She just sit there, eat the Cool Whip out the
cherries on top.
I could eat some pie. I mean, when it comes to pie, I'm like that character Radio. Like Cuba Gooding Jr.
Right? Oh,
like,
yeah.
He keeps on eating his pie.
I'm with you. The pecan and pumpkin pie, I tear that up. And you know what else I like? When my Aunt Lisa makes these little peanut butter cookies with the chocolate on top, the little chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good. Yeah,
those are good too, man.
Those are good. I love me some good peanut butter cookies. It's not even a Thanksgiving. You would think an actual Thanksgiving dessert, but oh, I make them into one. I can eat a whole plate of them things.
I'm really a proponent for simplifying Thanksgiving because I just feel like there's, you know, you have this platter and you have a like a scoop of like everything, and you have a, you know, 20 different things, and your platter's like mounded over.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like we need to simplify. I pitched this idea to my family and like they thought I was crazy. I was like, okay, keep making 2, 3, 4, 5 dishes, you know, for Thanksgiving, whatever. So,
I just thought about this question too.
It didn't fly.
That's awesome. Well, I just thought about this question. All right. So what is the weirdest thing you've ever seen at a Thanksgiving? Have you guys ever went to somebody's house or you don't say names or anything, but what is the weirdest dish you've ever seen at a Thanksgiving? Like it could be not a bad dish, just something that really doesn't fit. I could start off this one while you guys are thinking.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I have seen like catfish at a Thanksgiving before. And that is super weird to me. Like, That's not a Thanksgiving meal, but I guess we ate steaks one year. So that, but I've also seen like really weird desserts made. Like you look at it and you're like, what is this supposed to be? It's like a mishmash of just cream and like, I don't know. And I think I don't know if you remember eating the dessert. We were together and we went over to somebody's house and they had this weird dessert. And I was like, is it supposed to be green?
Oh.
Is it supposed to be green? It was a mix of green and purple. There was some whipped cream on it.
I think it was like a pudding with fruit or something like that. Yogurt with fruit, something.
It,
off the wall.
It was multiple colors. And I was... But yeah, yeah. That's kind of ours.
Actually, I
don't recall.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Lewis.
I'm actually pretty fortunate. I mean, I've eaten Thanksgiving dinner at different places. And I can't say that I've ever really seen anything that was bizarre or off the wall or anything like that. So I'm thankful for that. But hey, if it's there, I wouldn't, you know, I'm a very adventurous eater. Like if there's something different, I will try it just to say, okay, I tried that, you know. I'm still alive, so that's I'm thankful for that. But no, I mean, so far I haven't ever really came across anything that was questionable, you know, because like I'm Cajun, I'll eat a lot of crazy stuff, and if there's something that is like even I won't eat, yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, but I have not run into anything like that. So,
man, is that some raccoon?
I have seen someone make like a vegan meatloaf for Thanksgiving before.
Vegan meatloaf.
That's not for me.
His fingernails and sawdust or something. I don't know.
You know what? Come to think of it. I think this was at Thanksgiving one year. my dad made some Nutra stew. I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah. So that, you know, it was great, by the way, but yeah, it was
just odd.
You know, kind of odd for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Now I'll go back. If you are out there, listeners, if anybody's out there and you do make some good tofu and you like it, go for it. If you make a vegan meal or something,
it's
just a little odd. And hey, you know, that's the cool thing about people like that is they're able to, people that are vegan or vegetarian or whatever, they can make these meals and they're actually pretty good. If I try to make something tofu, something's going to catch on fire or jiggle when it's not supposed to or something. So good for you guys. Staying healthy, eating right. So I will be over here eating my pecan pie in the corner. Oh, my goodness.
There is a, and I don't know if they have them in different parts of the country, but there's a sandwich shop here called Capriati's. And they make this sandwich. It's called a Bobby. And it's on French bread. And there's oven carved, there's carved turkey, cranberry sauce, what's the right, not the, the dressing, the cornbread dressing, and mayonnaise. And it's called the Bobby. And it's like a Thanksgiving sandwich. And they offer them all year round.
That's really awesome. Cool. But you were making me think. So I've never had one before, but it actually does sound pretty good. I'm interested. I have our friends over from Nerd of Godcast. Tony actually went to they're in like Florida and stuff like that. So but they have Wawa's, I guess it's like a gas station or something. But there is a sandwich called the Turkey Gobbler. Okay. I'm going to read to you what's on this sandwich. And I'm jealous because I want to try it because it seems so awesome. So you can get a hot turkey bowl or you can get the gobbler. And it looks like it has turkey gravy, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and cranberry sauce. Holy is the smoke. The actual bowl of it. Or you can get it, I think, on a sandwich as well. So I saw a picture of Tony and he had a sandwich and that sucker was... It was big.
Oh, goodness.
But this sandwich was just every Thanksgiving meal, every Thanksgiving food.
But did it have green bean casserole on it?
It did have green bean casserole.
It did?
No, it didn't.
Oh. I was like, how did they swing that?
Tony, if you are listening to this, if it does have green bean casserole, please correct me. Send me a message and let me know. But it does sound delicious. And I'm kind of jealous that we don't have any Wawa's near where we live because I really want this gobbler because it sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're going to move on to our next part of the show here. And, I really wanted to talk about this. I think it was really important, to talk about this. 2020, as everyone knows, 2020 has been a year of just hardships. I mean, between people losing jobs, social disruption, you know, just everything going on, the pandemic, you know, everyone quarantine, sickness, death. It's been a year, you know, we lost some of our favorite celebrities this year. And it's just been like, oh, we can't wait for 2021, you know, because this year has just been, it's been a nightmare. However, something that we need to do is we need to look back on the year and we do need to pull out the good. There's good in every year. You can find good in the midst of the bad. You know, for us, we started our podcast. Being able to be at home allowed us to start a podcast, be able to communicate with people. I made tons of new friends this year. I'm thankful for that. So I just want to take a moment. We are going to talk more about this, but I want to just take a moment for each of us to talk about what we're thankful for this year. So for me, like I said, I was able to start a podcast. Me and Taylor were able to begin the process of adoption this year and decide, hey, this is, we're going to move forward with our lives and, you know, bring a child in our home. You know, we were able to, you know, pay off a ton of debt, which has been amazing. You know, we, are still blessed with amazing jobs. We, were able to, you know, get to go home. You know, that was something that we didn't get think we were even going to be able to do that. Now, granted, it was for a medical reason. There was a surgery involved, but everything's fine. You know, it was Taylor's dad was a little, he had a surgery, but he was fine. So that's a major blessing this year that happened. And so those are the things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that I get to do this. I'm thankful for the friends that I've made. I'm thankful that I got to keep my job. You know, I'm thankful that I've been able to, you know, make all these just awesome, meet all these awesome people, do this podcast, you know, and just blessed that I'm in a place that I'm in right now. So we'll go ahead and start with Taylor. Taylor, what are you thankful for this year?
Well, you listed a lot of mine that I'm also thankful for. but I think whenever you're quarantined at home, it could go two ways, right? It could either go where like me and you would not get along, or we could get closer. And I feel like we got closer this year because we were able to stay home together and that sort of thing. So I'm thankful that we were able to choose that path and get closer this year.
Absolutely.
That's among awesome. All of the things that you already listed, which were a lot of my list as well.
All right, we'll move on to Jason. You want to give us a kind of just a rundown? What's something this year that what are you thankful for? What's the
sure? Good? So first off, congratulations on the adoption. I'm really happy for y'all. That's really awesome. Children are absolutely a blessing. That's one thing I'm thankful for. I have three teenagers. I have a 17-year-old daughter, a 16-year-old son, and a 14-year-old daughter. And they do keep me on my toes, of course, but nonetheless, they're blessings. Also, this year, actually, I started a new career. And the actual March 23rd, the day of the quarantine here in Louisiana. I don't know about anywhere else, but here in Louisiana, March 23rd was the day of the quarantine. And that was my first day of my new job. So I've been working from home ever since, and it's been such a blessing, you know, to be home and to be available and to have that flexibility to kind of do, I guess what I want, but also I think I'm probably working more now than I have when I was in a actual office. But also just, you know, of course, family, you know, I think with the whole COVID thing, I mean, you know, I think it's made me appreciate my friends and family so much more. I'm really looking forward to Thanksgiving and spending that time, you know, with my family. And like you said, Taylor, it, you know, you could look at it, you know, one of two ways. You either have, you know, an attitude of gratitude or an attitude of entitlement, and you're like expecting all these things, but you're not looking at what you have. So I think it's really important to look at what you have, because you'll miss, you know, you'll kind of get blinded by what you're missing out on.
That good word, brother. That's a good word. I was working from home already before this started. so I was lucky to and thankful that I didn't really miss a beat. I mean, I was already in this mode and it really didn't change. It put me in a position to take time, and I think a lot of people did this. It actually allowed me to expand like the services that I provide. A lot of people took this time to better themselves. A lot of people took this time to take courses that they didn't take before, or learn new things, or things that would better prepare them for the job market. And I think, you know, the people that really, really took advantage of that, I mean, it's really something that I'm particularly grateful for, because more things became available to me, more courses, more things, and it actually boosted my business. It boosted the things that I'm able to offer to clients, and I'm real thankful for that, because it really opened things up. But even more importantly, I'm thankful for my family. They hear and support me, and I have a wife that I adore her, to the moon and back. And as she takes care of me, back in 2017, when I was diagnosed with PH, I mean, that was a pretty serious condition. And, I never wanted to be a burden. I never had people really take care of me. I was never used to having people take care of me. And I was never used to feeling vulnerable. And that was a very new and different thing for me. And it wasn't easy. And I mean, I was thankful. I mean, not just this year, but the years since I was diagnosed with that, to just be able to see the love that I receive, maybe love that I was overlooking before, that I wasn't focused on. And it was just these little acts of kindness and love that I really honed in on. It really pulled me through, and really kind of got me back to where I was feeling healthy, And I don't take any of that for granted. The amount of people, I mean, when I was in the hospital, and I was in the hospital for the first time in all my life, so it was like 40 something years I'd never been in a hospital, and just the outpouring of friends and people in my life, every year for my birthday, I'm bombarded with, tons and tons of well wishers. And I always say the same thing the day after. They say the measure of a man's true wealth is the number of people in his life that love him. And I feel gratitude for that every single day of the people that are in my life. And I try to be as much of a friend to them as I can, because when you're down, like, that one friend is going to make a difference in your life. If you're thinking, if you have something on your mind that's maybe not healthy, there's people that may be in a state where that, they're at the end of their rope. They may do something irrational, but it may be that one person, that one random person that's going to say the right thing just to pull them back and say, hey, I'm there. I mean, you guys have been there for me as well, I mean, I can name a number of times. I mean, Jason and I on the phone, I mean, look, we've held each other up. We've caught each other when we fell, And I am thankful for that. Like, I am so grateful for that. And that's my thankfulness in a nutshell. Having things in nice and being thankful when things are nice, but I'm more thankful for the people and the experiences, because I think those are the things I'll take with me when I go. Mm-hmm. So awesome. That's my thankfulness in a nutshell. Yeah.
The short version, right?
Yeah. That's the abridged version of it.
Well, that's awesome, guys. That's awesome. Well, the other thing I want to mention is, there are people out there, and like I said, there are people that have lost loved ones, have lost jobs, have lost everything this year. So my question for, I guess, you guys, the panel here, is how can someone that is at their lowest find joy? How could they find peace? How could they find happiness in the midst of being, at this point in their lives, at this year? How can they find something to be thankful for in the midst of chaos? You guys can take it away.
I'll chime in on this, but I'll wait, because I know Jason's really good at this. So go ahead, man.
I would say, it's really important to, not get so locked into one specific moment or time in your life, because you really have to look over the grand scheme, the whole picture of your life. Because if you get locked into today, then you're really forgetting about your past. I mean, because if you're saying that, oh man, you know, this is, you know, my I lost my job, or this has happened, you know, whatever it may be, you know, things are going to happen in life, but we can't, the most important thing is to not lose hope and to remember the things that are present in your life. Because when you remember those things that are present, you'll be able to put things in perspective. Because it's so easy to get blinded by what you don't have versus focusing on what you do have. And it's a constant, you know, mental, you know, exercise to do it. And first off, to be aware of it. And I'll say something. I have this right here, this book. This book has really helped me.
What's the name of the book?
It's just a journal.
Oh, okay.
And all I do is I write what I'm grateful for, mm-hmm. you know, and even things that are not yet present in my life.
Okay.
I write it as if they are. So it's good for me to focus, you know, my mind on what I'm thankful for, but also what I want to bring into my life. So it's not just like, oh, you know, I hope I have, you know, I hope I have this or I hope I have that. You know, I'm doing a mental exercise where I'm actually trying to bring it, you know, into my life, a more active role.
Mm-hmm.
So gratitude is, in the short answer, the abridged answer. the answer to your question, gratitude.
Yeah,
it's just like, you know, just like anything, I can equate it to exercise. If you, maybe today you can only do, you know, a push up or two. I mean, you just got to keep building and keep practicing gratitude as well.
Awesome. Anybody want to add?
Yeah, I think, you know, when it comes to gratitude, I mean, I've made a lot of friends here, and I mean, I have a lot of friends back home, but I know guys that are business people, and they're very successful. And they're very driven, but they're always very upbeat. And every single one of them, they say they start their day with a gratitude session. You know, they process in their mind things that they are thankful for. And they say, you know, some of these guys say, you know what, you know, it's just a matter of perspective. Said the situation may not be ideal that you're looking at, but when you change your perspective, or you know, you just kind of go through like a little paradigm shift, just look at things a little bit differently. There are things within that situation that you could be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like in hindsight, there's things that I wanted so badly, years ago when I was younger. There's things that, oh man, I want this, and then when it doesn't happen, you feel like, oh man, this is so unfortunate. This is so, oh man, this is horrible. But those situations are set in a chain of command that made things happen in my life that I'm truly thankful for. Mm-hmm. So I can look back on, you know, if there's something that would have happened different,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be where I am today. So the thing that I wanted really bad that didn't happen today, I'm looking back in with gratitude that it didn't happen because now I'm not in the situation that I am now that I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
So you can be grateful for things that didn't happen in the past, or roads you didn't take, or opportunities that didn't come, because it led you to something better. It's just a matter of perspective. You know,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, someone, and I know this sound, this may sound strange, but I mean, someone, you know, with no legs could be thankful because, you know, hey, I don't have to buy shoes, you know, but I mean, you know, I mean, that's mm-hmm. kind of weird, but I mean, there's things, you know, you can always find something to be thankful about, and you could always just as easily find things to be angry or upset. Like, it's all a choice. You know, the blessings are hidden in the little nooks and crannies of our day-to-day lives. And if we don't go looking for them, we'll never find gratitude. We'll never find happiness. You know, it's those little situations. You know, it's those little things. You know, like my wife, I mean, with the shutdown, we don't eat out. My wife cooks every day, you know, and I am so grateful for her cooking for me every day. Because I'm eating healthier, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm not eating a lot of the bad things, you know, that may affect me down the road, you know? So, I mean, it's a small act. It's things people just take it for granted, but for me, I'm thankful for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's actually a good jumping point there, is because it's like, I was just thinking about that as you were saying, is like, me and Taylor, we're trying to eat better, and just a lot of with places kind of closed or whatever, you know, or stuff like that. It's like, we're kind of forced more to eat better, like you're saying, and cook more and cook at home. And, you know, even with like the quarantine stuff, just being inside, we're eager to go outside. We're eager to walk around. That's making us get exercise. We're going outside, taking our dog for longer walks, because we just mm-hmm. are tired of getting out of the house. So that's like a byproduct of maybe something bad. You know, we have the bad out there. The bad is there. You can't avoid it. You can't stop it, but it's looking for the good in the bad. You know, it's looking for that light in the darkness. It's looking for that, you know, that positivity.
Right.
You have to have that in life. You know, I think back to, I was just kind of looking over real quick. I just pulled it up. Is, you know, the Bible talks about the fruits of the Spirit, you know, and we have goodness. Goodness is one that just pops in my head. I think about goodness, and that just makes me think about thankfulness, being good, being a good person, trying to do the right thing, trying to do, you know, be there for others, even when you can't. So I'm encouraging my listeners. I'm encouraging anyone that listens to this podcast, you know, you want that goodness. I think with that goodness, it implies go out there. If call people, call your friends, give them a call, video chat, talk to people you haven't talked to in a while, lift their spirits and encourage, because that's what this world needs right now. We need encouragement. We need, like you were saying, Jason, we need hope. We need to show love, not discourse. You know, we have enough of that with politics. We have enough of that with everything else going on in the world. So I challenge everybody to go out there and be, you know, show that goodness, show the goodness of the Spirit, go out there, show the love, be the light. Cause that's what we need. Right. We don't need fighting. We need love. We need peace. We need gentleness. We need kindness.
Right.
You know, and
a lot of that's internal. I mean, it starts internally, you know, and that goes back to gratitude, because gratitude puts you in a state of happiness. If you focus on the bad, that's what you put out.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that person you met up on the street needed some encouragement. But if you're not filled with joy, if you're not filled with happiness, you can't give that to them.
Absolutely.
Or you may be feeding them negativity. If you go through life thinking negative things and you let things affect you, and then you wear it on yourself, and it comes off of you. And when you're I'm gonna tell you guys a story of something that stuck with me for quite a long time. And I was able to let go of this last year. I was actually working with this church, and they just put calling on calling on top of calling on top of me, to where I was so stressed out every Sunday. And I mean, I was spending hours just doing tasks on Sunday that went, you know, I mean, from like 6 to 8 hours or more. And I was so tired. I was so tired and drained. Like I wasn't feeling what I was supposed to feel when I was there. All I felt was busy and empty. And one Sunday I was told, okay, after you finish all that, we need you to drive to Baton Rouge to go to this meeting. I was like, all right. And I was already tired and I was grumpy and I was angry. I was just empty. And I was wearing this, you know, it was like wearing on my soul. And there, I just arrived to the place. It was late. I was tired. I was aggravated. And this lady walks up to me. And this was a lady that was in need. She walked to this church from down the street. Her kids were hungry. They were just needing some sort of assistance. Well, like the church's welfare program, like you have to sit in a meeting with people and, they kind of assess your needs or whatever, and they give you groceries or whatever. And she says, I need help. I need this. I need that. And I was about to walk in the meeting. I said, lady, and I raised my voice at her. I said, lady, it doesn't work like that. And the look on her face just dropped. And she was on the edge of tears, and she looked at me and said, you are so mean. And it was like somebody drove a dagger into my heart, and I just stopped. And I said, I'm sorry. Just go talk to these guys here. And it just affected me that I did that, but I wasn't in the right place, you know. And I let negativity just dig deep into me, and it just flashed out at this woman who needed help. And man, driving back from Baton Rouge to Morgan City, man, I cried all the way home, you know. And so I was like, I never want to wear that type of negativity again, to where I lash out at someone. That was probably one of the lowest points in my life. And I was like, you know what, I need to reassess what I accept and what I take in. And, you know, I try to be a positive person. I look for the positive in things. Like, I don't ever want to be the person who snaps at somebody again, you know? And so again, I find things to be grateful for. I find the love and I find the joy in things, so I can give that off, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Taylor, did you have?
For me, I would suggest to somebody just like surrounding yourself with good people. I mean, that's obviously going to look a little bit different this year, but, you know, like somebody mentioned earlier, give them a call, FaceTime them, anything like that. Just surround yourself with good people that will lift you up. And also on top of that, just turning to the Word of God and getting in your Bible and that sort of thing, that's going to lift you up too. And that's going to make you feel a lot better. And yeah, that's my suggestion.
Awesome. Jason, do you have anything that you want to kind of add on top of all that?
I think we covered it, but you know, like you said, I mean, I would say by far, like what Lewis said, you can only give what you have. Mm-hmm. So you have to, you know, ultimately, you know, love yourself first. And one way to love yourself more is by showing gratitude for what you have.
Absolutely.
It unlocks, you know, I think it unlocks that something we all need. So I think this is a great thing. I mean, gratitude is such a great practice that, you know, it's so essential, because, you know, as you said earlier, Taylor, you know, you're going to go one way or another, and, you know, it's either gratitude or, you know, I guess a sense of entitlement. So gratitude, you'll be much happier. For sure.
Awesome. And I guess kind of to just start, kind of put a bow on it, you have to have that attitude of gratitude, you know.
Yes.
And having that, you know, it'll definitely make your life 100% better. I mean, we've talked about this on the podcast before, where we have been in situations where we were paying mortgage, we were paying rent, we were living paycheck to paycheck, working two jobs just to survive. But we found that we were growing stronger together. We found that one thing that really, I mean, things were tough for us, but we were thankful that we had each other to get through it. You know, I mean, there was times where, you know, we have work next week, and we have $12 in our account. Whose car is getting gas? You know, like it was one of those situations. You know? And we're finally to a place where we're doing really well. And it took us a long time to get here. I mean, a year and a half of going through, you know, the situation that we were in. But because we were faithful and we said, we're going to move because that's in our hearts, feel like that's what we're supposed to do. You know, we're now to a place where we're like, we don't regret that decision. You know, we had that mindset of, hey, this is what we're supposed to do. In the midst of this bad situation, we're thankful that we're here.
That year and a half has given you perspective.
Absolutely.
You know, something to compare the time today to.
Absolutely. And we were thankful because it got us, you know, during that time too, we were broke. And so we couldn't really go afford out to eat. We couldn't afford to go to these, you know, fancy places or buy things. We couldn't afford to do anything. So what we did was we went hiking all the time. You know, we actually did a lot more hiking then when we were broke than we do now. But I got to see waterfalls, caves, everywhere beautiful in our state. And it's just, it was something just awesome. It was like, man, in the midst of this, in the midst of being living paycheck to paycheck, in the midst of being broke, I'm getting to stand on top of this cliff, looking down, looking into a gorge, looking all these trees, all these mountains. And it's beautiful. And I get that. And I wouldn't trade that for the world, because this is where we're supposed to be. And so just to kind of wrap it up, go out today, you know, be thankful, you know, in the midst of in trouble and hardships, be thankful. If you need anyone to talk to, I'm putting this call out for anybody. If you're listening to our podcast, go to our Twitter page, go to our Facebook. There's plenty of ways to reach us. If you're ever in a situation you're like, man, I just need someone to just pour out to, hit me up. I'm that is an open invitation to message us and to say, hey, Mountain Nerds, I just need to talk. Like, how can I do that? Let us know, because I'd be more than happy to extend my ear and say, hey, look, I'm here for you. And, you know, there's other great resources out there that you can find. We have, we've talked about it before, the Southern Like Me Facebook group is a great place where people can chat with each other. People can talk, and, you know, we have this community built up for and just for positivity and positive things. So go in there, go check that out, and connect with other people, because it's great. It's a great communication method to stay, you know, if you're home and you're during quarantine or lockdown and you're like, man, I don't have anybody to talk to. You know, there's all these resources. You know, I always say that social media could be the biggest curse. It's the biggest, like just horrible thing out there, because, you know, you get all this different information, you get arguing, you get fighting, but it's also one of the greatest tools that we have at our disposal because we can connect with people all across the world at our fingertips.
It's true.
We have that. We have that capability. We have the capability to go in and just talk and encourage. And, you know, that's what we need to do. So I'm going to say it once again, let's stop the fighting. Let's stop the discourse. Find thankfulness today. Be thankful for something and show love.
A good place to start is to find things that are simple.
Yeah.
Just things like, you know, do you sleep in a bed at night? Do you have a roof over your head? Did you eat something this morning? You know, these are simple things that could be taken for granted that are things that other people don't have, you know. Thankful to have a family, you know, simple things. I mean, if you start with the simple things consistently, you're going to eventually find more things to be thankful for. Absolutely. But it starts, you know, if you don't know where to start, start with the basics, start with the simple things.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, that'll wrap up our podcast for today. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Lewis, for coming on. Thank you for coming on again. We certainly appreciate it. Yeah, that's your first time. I would totally love to have you back, you know, for a future episode. We'd love some encouragement, you know, because that's what we're all about here. You know, be thankful even for this podcast. You know, I'm thankful that you guys are able to come on and we're able to talk about these things because people do need to hear this. I mean, people do need to hear an encouraging word, you know, in this time. But I'm so thankful, and I'm thankful for every listener that's out there listening to this. I mean, you didn't have to. There's a million podcasts out there, millions of them. But you chose Mountain Nerds, and I appreciate that so much. We'll go ahead and wrap it up here. Where can they find you guys at?
You can reach me on Instagram at Jason, that's JASONTT Bailey, BAILEY, Jason T. Bailey. That's my handle.
Awesome. And Lewis, where can they find you at?
Oh, actually, you can find me. If someone wants to reach me, you can reach me, you know, on my just by email at louis.dupuy@gmail.com, or you can reach me at Louis Dupuy on Facebook.
Awesome. And you can also find the Something Like Me Facebook group as well.
Yes. You can look up Southern Like Me.
Awesome.
On Facebook.
And we also, as you guys always know, let's see, make sure I don't butcher this time because I butcher it almost every single time. You could find us on our Twitter page at Nerds Mountain. You can find us on Instagram at Mountain Nerds Pod or on our Facebook page at Mountain Nerds Podcast. You can also find us streaming because we love streaming games. You can find us streaming every Wednesday at about 7 Central Standard Time. We stream all kind of fun games. It's just fun. Come on, chat, have a blast with us, ask questions, whatever. We love, that's why we do it. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving, and as always, stay safe and stay nerdy.
Thank y'all.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.